From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Guy Raz. And we begin this hour with soccer. When we talk about the sport, Russia and the Persian Gulf nation of Qatar don't usually come to mind. But today, both countries earned the right to be the center of the soccer universe for one summer each. FIFA, the sport's international governing body, named them hosts of the World Cup. Russia in 2018 and Qatar in 2022. While those countries celebrate, the losing bidders, including legendary powerhouse England, not to mention the United States, are crying foul. NPR's David Green has a story.
So the 2018 FIFA World Cup, ladies and gentlemen, will be organized in Russia.
That announcement from FIFA President Sepp Blatter wasn't a shock. Russia's a world power with millions of sports fans. They've hosted the Olympics. Why not a chance for the World Cup? This was the surprise.
The winner to organize the 2022 FIFA World Cup is Qatar.
The head of Qatar's delegation, Sheikh Mohammed bin Hamad Al Thani, went up on stage at the ceremony in Zurich.
Thank you for believing in expanding the game. Thank you for giving Qatar a chance. And we will not let you down. You will be proud of us. You will be proud of the Middle East. And I promise you this.
The Middle East is getting its first World Cup, following Africa, which had its first shot this year. As FIFA's president put it,
we go to new lands.
Which is little consolation to England, a country that lost out to Russia, or the U.S., which lost the 2022 bid to Qatar. President Obama called the decision wrong, and former U.S. national soccer star Eric Winalda said Qatar, a desert country with 1.7 million people, will struggle to host the tournament. Oil and natural gas won today, Winalda told the Associated Press. This was not about merit. This was about money. Qatar does have gas and money, and it's vowing to spend billions of dollars to build stadiums and anything else that's needed. The streets of Doha were alive tonight with celebrations that drowned out Al Jazeera sports correspondent Joanna Gargoroska.
It seems absolute jubilation. Let me just show you around here some of the people. This place is filled up.
Those streets can get up to 130 degrees Fahrenheit in June, which could be Qatar's biggest challenge come 2022. The bidding committee has promised air-conditioned stadiums. Russia, of course, can get as cold as Qatar gets hot. That explains why not so many people were on the streets of Moscow cheering tonight. There was 39-year-old former Soviet military officer Viktor Megreladze outside a subway station. I didn't believe it up to the last moment, he said. We should, with honor, raise the flag of Russia and show the world what we're worth. Inside a warmer bar, a group of celebratory soccer fans were wondering aloud whether their country will live up to its reputation as corrupt and World Cup investment will land in the wrong hands. At least 22-year-old Dmitry Galkin was trying to stay positive. We'll get a lot of tourists, he said. Maybe they'll finally improve the roads. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.